Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world, caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are at the beginning of a new series entitled Contemplating the Prayer, Pondering Anew the Prayer of Jesus. This is a new series of 12 podcasts and blogs that focus a bit deeper on the words and meanings of the ancient prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer. Today's theme is Contemplating the Prayer, an Introduction. So let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from Matthew 6, verses 7 through 13, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible. This is Jesus speaking. The world is full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. They're full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your Father you are dealing with, and He knows better than you what you need. With a Father like this loving you, you can pray very simply, like this: Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best, as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. Prayer. Our friends at Wikipedia define it this way. Prayer is an invocation or act that seeks to activate a rapport with an object of worship, typically a deity, through deliberate communication. Unquote. In truth, every religion on the planet teaches its followers to utilize some form of prayer, a shared sequence of words and/or actions that enables and empowers human beings to draw closer to the divine. For those of us who call ourselves Christians, followers of Jesus of Nazareth, there is a very familiar common prayer that has been used now for centuries. Its origin has its roots in the ancient texts of the New Testament, and it is called by numerous names: the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, Pater Nostra, and some just call it the prayer. Like with many religious traditions, the text of the prayer has varied somewhat over the centuries, and depending on what church one attends, the actual words we use, even today, can differ. Yet surprisingly, despite its longevity and its varied use by the many sects within the Christian faith, it would be hard to find a person on the planet, including those who deem themselves as atheists, who would not readily recognize these familiar words as being the Lord's Prayer. Growing up in the Presbyterian Church, I memorized the prayer this way: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It's only after I met my wife-to-be, Sandy, when I heard her recite the Lutheran version, which removed the debts and the debtors and replaced them with trespasses and trespassers, and adding a longer forever and ever ending. Of course, like all of us do with our long-standing traditions, I assume Sandy had her Lord's Prayer all mixed up. But now, after 40-plus years of marriage, we kind of merged our traditions and simply go with the flow. Sadly, the prayer has become so familiar to so many of us, it can be recited by most without an ounce of feeling or thinking. Did you know that before people had ready access to clocks, the prayer was used by cooks to time their food preparation? For example, one ancient recipe asks the chef to, quote, simmer the broth for 3 Lord's Prayers. Amen. Let's eat. So, what's your experience with the Lord's Prayer? I'm guessing you have your own interesting stories of how God has used this unique prayer in your life. Over the next few weeks, I invite you to take a journey with me as we spend some time contemplating the prayer, looking a bit deeper at the words and meanings of this ancient text. Who knows? Maybe we'll uncover a few nuggets that just might help us bring some new life and vigor to this ancient prayer. I hope you'll join us. So will you pray with me today as we close? So Jesus, as the Gospels tell us, you are the one who started all this. I'm so glad one of your disciples asked you about how you prayed, because now we have a working model of how we can pray as you did. Yet, Master, as it is with most religious activity, we human beings can take something beautiful given to us by God and make it into something so dry and crusty, we go through the motions, say the words, and never feel a thing. Holy Spirit, come and dwell and empower this time of pondering anew the Master's Prayer. For your name's sake. Amen. So here are some questions for you to consider today. As I reflect upon my experiences with the prayer, what memories stand out? What positive experiences have come through my times with the prayer? What negatives stand out as well? Am I willing to pull out these ancient words once again and take a fresh look at their meaning and application in my life? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as we ponder together on the Lord's Prayer today. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God's presence. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.